Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Case Closed, Lee Harvey Oswald and the Assassination of JFK, is an investigative nonfiction book by Gerald Posner that argues Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the murder of President John F. Kennedy. First published in 1993, it became one of the most visible defenses of the Warren Commission conclusion and quickly entered the wider cultural debate over the assassination. Posner approaches the subject as a reporter and legal analyst, organizing witness testimony, physical evidence, and historical records into a case against conspiracy interpretations. The book is not a neutral survey of all JFK assassination theories. It is a direct rebuttal to them. Its purpose is to show that many popular suspicions collapse when measured against the documentary record and the practical limits of the evidence. Because of that stance, the book sits at the center of assassination literature, praised by readers who value its clarity and skepticism, and criticized by scholars who believe Posner overstates certainty and mishandles sources. It remains important because it frames the lone gunman argument in a systematic, readable form. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a sustained defense of the Warren Commission conclusion. The core of the book is Posner's argument that the official conclusion about Kennedy's assassination was basically correct. Oswald fired the fatal shots and did so without help from a larger conspiracy. This matters because Posner is not merely recounting the event, but trying to rebuild confidence in the official record. He presents the Warren Commission not as a flawed compromise, but as a serious investigation that reached the right answer. That framing shapes everything else in the book. Rather than treating conspiracy claims as equally plausible alternatives, he treats them as theories that must overcome the physical and documentary evidence already available. The result is a book designed to close uncertainty, not expand it. Readers get a clear line of argument, but also a strong editorial position. The question is not who might have been involved, but why the evidence does not support that suspicion. This makes the book especially significant in JFK studies because it stands as one of the most widely known modern defenses of the lone assassin thesis. Secondly, using forensic detail and document-based investigation to reconstruct the shooting, a major feature of the book is its attempt to ground the assassination in practical evidence rather than speculation. Posner relies on witness accounts. The physical layout of Dealey Plaza, the timing of the shots, ballistics questions, and Oswald's known movements to argue that the shooting can be explained without invoking multiple gunmen. The method is investigative. Rather than theoretical, he pieces together fragments of testimony and records to create a chronology that appears workable on its own terms. This approach gives the book much of its force because it translates a famously confusing event into a sequence that seems easier to test. At the same time, the emphasis on reconstruction reveals the book's ambition. It is not enough for Posner to say Oswald was present. He wants to show how Oswald could have acted, what evidence links him to the rifle, and why alternative scenarios fail under scrutiny. In that sense, the book is less about broad historical context than about the disciplined use of evidence to support a single causal explanation. Thirdly, the book's treatment of Oswald as a lone actor with a plausible personal history. Posner devotes substantial attention to Oswald himself, because the lone gunman argument depends on showing that the assassination can be understood through Oswald's life rather than through hidden networks. The book presents Oswald as unstable, politically alienated, and capable of independent violent action. That biographical focus is important because it tries to make the assassination intelligible as the product of one damaged individual. Instead of casting Oswald as an implausible pawn or a mere symbol, Posner emphasizes his decisions, habits, and movements as the central factors leading to the killing. This approach also helps explain the book's broader logic. If Oswald can be shown to have motive, access, and opportunity, the need for a conspiracy weakens. The biography is therefore not decorative background, but a strategic part of the argument. It gives the book a psychological dimension and allows Posner to suggest that the simplest explanation may also be the most convincing one. In the assassination literature, this human-centered method distinguishes the book from works that focus primarily on shadowy institutional suspicion. Fourthly, a direct challenge to conspiracy culture and its reading of evidence. One of the book's defining features is its polemical edge. Posner does not simply disagree with conspiracy writers. He argues that many of their claims depend on selective reading, misplaced certainty, or the reshaping of weak evidence into dramatic suspicion. That makes the book an important intervention in the larger culture surrounding JFK's death, where the assassination often became a symbol of government secrecy and distrust. Posner tries to reverse that tendency by insisting on evidence first and speculation second. He repeatedly positions himself against the habits of conspiracy thinking, especially the tendency to connect isolated facts into a grand hidden design. This is a useful analytical move because it shows why the debate has remained so enduring the assassination. became a test case for how people interpret ambiguity. The book therefore functions not only as a claim about 1963, but also as a critique of how historical narratives get built from incomplete records. Readers encounter a sustained warning against assuming that complexity automatically implies conspiracy, and that warning is central to the book's identity. Lastly, influence, controversy, and the limits of historical certainty. Case Closed became widely read because it entered a debate that was already emotionally and politically loaded, and it offered a confident answer where many books had offered doubt. Its popularity and visibility helped make the Lone Gunman thesis more accessible to mainstream readers. At the same time, the book has drawn substantial criticism, especially from scholars who argue that Posner overstates his certainty, compresses contradictory evidence, and sometimes handles sources too aggressively. That controversy is part of the book's significance. It shows that the work is not only a historical account, but also a statement about how certainty should be argued in controversial history. The book is valuable to readers precisely because it is so committed to an answer, but that commitment also invites scrutiny. In the JFK field, where interpretive gaps are large and public interest is intense, Posner's book stands out as a forceful attempt to resolve the case through evidence-based skepticism. Whether readers accept or reject its conclusions, they are likely to come away with a sharper sense of what the official narrative claims and why it continues to provoke debate. In conclusion, Case Closed is best suited for readers who want a disciplined, argument-driven account of the JFK assassination, rather than a survey of competing theories. It will appeal to students of modern American history, readers interested in investigative journalism, and anyone who wants to understand why the Lone Gunman conclusion remains persuasive to many people. The book's main benefit is not just that it presents a thesis, but that it organizes a huge and confusing event into a coherent evidentiary narrative. It helps readers see how witness testimony, physical evidence, and biographical context can be assembled into a historical argument. What makes it stand out from many other JFK books is its clarity of purpose. Posner is not hedging, and he is not trying to keep every theory equally alive. He is trying to close the case. That directness gives the book unusual force and accessibility. At the same time, its prominence and the criticism it has attracted make it useful for readers who want to understand the wider debate, including the weaknesses and pressures that shape assassination literature. As a result, the book remains influential both as a defense of the official account and as a reference point in the continuing argument over how the JFK assassination should be interpreted. If you would like to support Gerald Posner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.